again.
When we're together,
together,
together, I know that it's forever,
ever,
forever. I've never been better,
better,
better. Cause you have my heart till death do us part.
Mm-hmm. You were a fool, we lost track of time. I always knew you would be good than I. When I was the one winning that fight, some call me jaded, but you changed my mind. No, it don't make sense to others to see. Two broken people.
Together,
I know that it's forever,
ever,
forever. I've never been better,
better.
Cause you have my heart till death do us part. I'm hoping that this will never end.
I'm invested in that something that I'm not my fate.
Truth be told, I just want you closer again. Again,
again.
When we're together,
together,
yeah.
Together,
I know that it's forever,
ever,
forever.
I've
never been better,
better,
better.
Cause
you are my heart till death do us part.
When we're together,
together,
together.
For war, free your minds, and in all due time, they dig deep and resurrect your lies. Speak your truth, and all will be fine. Don't commit if it ain't your crime. Commitment is deadly when prison the fine. So I would advise that you respect the line drawn in the sand. God is a plan, rewrite the rhythm, reviving the land. History gon' repeat itself. Working through our youth needs our help. Pami is destiny, I manifested it. I love the rhythm to death till I rest in it. I ain't a prisoner, I can attest to it. I am the teacher, so be my apprentices.
hip-hop artist T-Rhyme with the song Ego right here on the Jukebox. I am your host, Julian Taylor. T-Rhyme is one of my favorite MCs, telling her life experiences through poetry and music. She is Dene and Northern Cree and one of the most outspoken artists out there. So check out T-Rhyme when you get a chance. Before that, from Garden Hill First Nation, Manitoba, Matt Mack, joined by Jessa Sky. Now, Matt Mack has had a wonderful year. He won the Indigenous Songwriting Prize at the SOCAN Awards and is OG Cree. We love Matt Mack and we love Jessa Sky. That was a song called Forever that you heard before T-Rhyme. Now something from 3-time Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, vocalist, and instrumentalist from Vermont, Miss Grace Potter. Brand new record from Grace called The Motherlode, and she is on tour supporting that. This is a song called Futureland, and I really like it. I hope you do too. Here it is on the Jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I am a better man. When I to leave her, I always stagger back again. Once I built an ivory tower so I could worship from above, and when I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again. There's a big hot sun beating on the big people in the big hard world. When she comes to greet me, she is mercy at my feet. When I stay to pillage her, she just throws it back at me. Once I dug an early grave to find a better land, she just smiled and laughed at me and took her blues back again.
There's a big hot sun beating on the big people in the big hard world. There's a big hot
river, she is comfort by my side. When I try to understand, she just opens up her eyes.
That is Indio. They're a Canadian group, and if you recognize that song, it is Hard Sun, and was originally released on their Big Harvest album in 1989. It is an original composition from their lead singer, songwriter, Gordon Peterson, and regained popularity, as you may know, when it was covered by Pearl Jam's lead singer, Eddie Vedder. Crazy, eh? I wish Eddie Vedder would cover one of my songs. That happened sort of to 5442 when Hootie and the Blowfish did I Go Blind. So there is hope for us yet, right? Well, I hope so. Music from Zach Bryan coming up on the show. A song called Burn, Burn, Burn. And this is from the album Live from Red Rocks. That's a place I'd love to play. I'm sure most musicians would. Bryan was actually born in Japan, and then his father was in the Navy. So he was raised actually in Oklahoma. Really amazing stuff. It's a beautiful poem about a man's yearning for a simpler life away from the deafening conformist society that we live in. Mike Evan is also on the show with I Almost Called You Babe. It's a song that he released on Valentine's Day about lost love. We also have the Red River Ramblers with Buffalo Hunt on the show. They have been nominated for the Traditional Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year at the Junos this year. And they are from the Red River Valley area. Also, Young Scouts is on the show, and they've got a song called For the Cajoms. And this group is also nominated for a Traditional Indigenous Award at the Junos 2024 in Halifax. So let's give it a listen. Here it is on the jukebox.
Hey, oh, hey. This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's still so fresh, this feeling of holding you just like that. It's something I'll never do again. But tonight, by mistake, I almost called you babe. The word just popped into my head. I guess it's good. We wanna check in sometimes. I felt the urge to tell you I'm doing fine for now. But tonight, by mistake, I almost called you babe. It's weird to think I won't know how. Your lips on my ear, my hands on your waist, an image so clear has started to fade. I'm holding it up to the light.
TikTok, talking, late night TV is still so much I have yet to know. Get dressed up just to go downtown in some ego-filled late night crowd. Seems to be where I feel most alone. I like to get lost on some old back road, find a shade tree and a honey hole, and talk to my grandpa again. I see God in everything, trees and pain and knots in the spring. So why do I still long for a home? I like to lay in a field on a cozy blanket and feel the fear of never waking to know the true warmth of the sun.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Is Bird Note. When Janet Ng was a kid, there was a very specific moment when she realized what she wanted to be as a grown-up.
I actually expressly remember watching a nature documentary, and they were interviewing a wildlife biologist and seeing their job title come up as part of their byline, that they were a wildlife biologist. A lot of pieces clicked into place that that was actually a real profession that I could pursue.
Janet now works for the Canadian Wildlife Service, surveying birds that live in Canada's southern plains, like these black terns. She and her colleagues help find out whether bird populations are increasing or declining so that we know which species need the most help.
I guess a wildlife biologist's job is to have the finger on the pulse of what's going on with what their focus is. Right now, my focus is on shorebirds and waterbirds, so it's really my job to know what's happening with the birds, anticipate what might be threats that they might encounter, and to know as much as possible about the species that I'm taking care of, really. If I had words of advice to young people interested in biology, is to embrace every possibility. I've been really lucky as to what funny little career trajectory took me to where I am now. The pieces did kind of fall into place in a really lovely, unexpected way. And so taking opportunities, being paid for your time, being paid for your value, and also being a little bit outside of your comfort zone is a good place to be.
For Bird Note, I'm Connor Guerin.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the